Today, senators were briefed on the coronavirus by the National Institute of Health, and the National Institute said we're at least 12 to 18 months away from a vaccine. And they told the senators that the best way to prevent an outbreak is through quarantine and monitoring. One of the troubling things that they said and they briefed the senators on was that they were concerned that there aren't enough masks being produced, which I have to say is not real comforting. But one of the things that kind of, with this going on, and I'm really a believer of planning and getting ahead of things, and I think that with this coronavirus, if you're not ahead of it, you're behind it, and I kind of believe at this stage the president is behind it. But here's what Rush Limbaugh said. Now, Rush Limbaugh, as you know, I strongly believe is a man who has daily difficulty with reality. He's befuddled by reality, and this is not an exception. Have a listen.
Also, folks, this coronavirus thing, I want to try to put this in perspective for you. It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump.
Well, of course you think that. I mean, you try to frame, that's another thing that we've talked about in the past. He's framing the talk of the virus as if it's a way to bring down Donald Trump. That is an effort to reframe it. Absolutely ridiculous that he would do that. According to Kaiser Health News, in an article that they published, the death rate for the coronavirus is only 2.3%. That sounds good, doesn't it? Only 2.3%. When you look at SARS and MERS, the death rate was 9.6%, and then it was 35% for MERS. So 2.3% doesn't sound bad. Rush went into his diatribe to talk about that. But folks, what makes this far worse, and Rush did not go into this, I don't think he even knows about it. What makes this far worse is that the coronavirus is more contagious, far more contagious than the others. In a comprehensive study, again, you can find it on Kaiser Health News, khn.org. This comprehensive study of 72,000 confirmed and suspected cases of the coronavirus by a group of Chinese scientists at the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And again, 72,000 people, confirmed cases, were used in this, so it's quite a comprehensive study. They published their findings in the Chinese Journal of Epidemiology yesterday, basically proving that this coronavirus is far more contagious than SARS and MERS. And as a result of that, it has led to more deaths than SARS and MERS. That's the concern. It's not the 2.3%. It's the fact that it spreads so damn easy. Tune in, Rush. Come on. So it's obviously not a time to freak out, but likewise, I can't let Rush Limbaugh, I just can't sit here and let him try to diminish the significance of the coronavirus. That kind of broken logic promotes a careless view, which would be to our detriment in America. And yesterday I spoke about the need to know what Trump's plan is for this. What is your plan, Mr. President? I'm not trying to weaponize this virus, but when I hear Trump is trying to steal funds from fighting Ebola, in a New York Times article that was published today that says, in addition to that, that local health officials around the country are struggling to keep up with the cost of screening and monitoring passengers coming in from China and elsewhere. When I read that kind of stuff, I get concerned. When I read in that same New York Times article that a man named Ronald Klain, K-L-A-I-N, who once upon a time managed the Obama administration's response to Ebola, well, he was fired from that role in 2018 by John Bolton. Thank you, John Bolton. Thank you once again. And according to Mr. Klain today, who says, there's no one in charge at the White House today who is prepared to respond to a naturally occurring pandemic. When I read this kind of stuff, it's concerning. It's not weaponizing the coronavirus, folks, when you can see a slow motion train wreck and you try to raise the alarms with Trump to get off your fannies, get all of you, get off your fannies and start doing something about it. That's not weaponizing the coronavirus. It's common sense. And if the Trump response to this is crappy, which, to be honest with you, I think it will be, I can almost guarantee that it will be, then Trump himself will have weaponized the coronavirus against himself. Time to do something about it. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.